Hi, Han. Han Noah, how are you doing? How has training gone?
I'm good, and you?
Yeah, not too bad. Have you had training today before this?
No, we had a recovery day. We were in the gym, and we were doing some foam rolling, some bike, and I have to go to the swimming pool after that, so.
Okay, if you forgive me for saying it, you seem like you've bulked up and got a lot stronger over the last year. Is that a fair thing to say?
Yeah, I'd say so. I weigh more than last year, probably. So, yeah.
Do you think that's necessary for the English game? Because obviously the English game is very, how should I say, very intense. There's a lot of power, I think, in the English game sometimes.
I don't know if it's necessary, but I know that it's easier if you're stronger. So, yeah, I think that's easier for me now.
How are you finding life in England at the moment?
Good. I mean, I don't really go out. I just stay home because we have a lot of games. So I just stay home, and so I don't do anything special.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about sort of the last 2 years and that with the pandemic and everything. How have you found that time? Because it must have been difficult because you're obviously a young guy. You've come over here playing football and it's difficult to get out and about or not, or other people can't do it, if you know what I mean.
That was quite difficult because I couldn't go back to France. I think the last time I went back to France was, I don't know, at the start of the season. So obviously I want to get back to France and see my family, but it's not possible now. So I just have to wait for the holidays. But that was quite difficult, but it's the same for everyone, so I can't complain.
And have your family been coming over here to see you? Because I think we bumped into your dad one time outside the ground and he gave a great little interview.
Yeah, no, my dad is he's living there with my little sisters, so he's there. But another part of my family is in France. So yeah, they came. The last time they came was in cr Christmas, I think. So yeah, no, honestly, yeah, they came.
Just want to take you back to last season a second and the Brentford game away at, yeah, it was at Brentford, I think. And Thierry Henry was pictured in the ground. I just wondered, did you know that he was there for that game? And did he speak to you at all?
He talked to me before the game. He asked me if I was ready. And yeah, no, I knew he was coming. So yeah, we had been in contact the day before, I think. So yeah, I knew.
And he's obviously your former manager, I think, and so you obviously have a good relationship with him still.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a long time since I talked to him, but yeah, I think we're still good. Yeah.
Yeah, sure. And talking about former managers, do you still keep in contact with Lee Johnson at all, or and Dean Holden?
No, I mean, it's been a while since I haven't talked to both of them, but I know that we're still, I don't know, if I have a problem or something I want to ask them, I can do it, and I think that's the same for them. So yeah, we're still in a good relationship.
What have you made of Nigel Pearson since he came into the club?
I don't know, it's just good. You can see that he's got a lot of experience. And he knows how to handle people. Like he's a very good guy. So yeah, I think that's the thing. Yeah.
I think I was speaking to Adam Nagy in one of these, and he was saying that Nigel Pearson is very strict, but that's a good thing. So is that something you recognize?
But yeah, yes, he is. But he's at the same time, he knows, like, to find the right balance between being strict and giving you freedom to be you. So yeah, I think yeah, he's strict, but he knows how to find the balance.
Which of the young players at Bristol City has most impressed you this season? Because there's been a lot of young guys across this year.
I don't know because we have like a lot of young players, you know. But I don't know if I have to say one. I don't know, because obviously I think you guys know Belly. So yeah, I really like Belly. I like every one of them, but I like as well Alex Scott. I feel like he's really good, really, really good.
Yeah, he's a top talent, but Bristol City have got lots of top talents, young talents, such as yourself. What you seem to be playing some really good football at the moment, Han Noah, especially the last couple of months. Maybe I'm not sure if you feel this is fair, but we didn't maybe see you in the team so much in the beginning of the season, but we are seeing you in the team a lot now, and you seem to be playing some really good football. I just wonder, why do you think that is?
Honestly, I don't know. I just feel like it's, giving me the freedom to play, to play my game and giving me the confidence going to the pitch and, just be me playing my game. And, playing like game after game. I think it gives me like the, I don't know how to say that. But, it just gives me like, confidence game after game.
Rhythm as well for getting into. What are your ambitions, Hanoa?
Like what?
Your own personal ambitions in terms of, do you see yourself playing in the Premier League one day, or would you prefer to play in maybe Ligue 1?
I don't really know. I don't really think about this, to be honest. I don't know. I'm just living day by day because I don't really know what's going to happen. I don't know, tomorrow. So I'm just living, in the moment.
And what about for France, though? I think obviously you've played under 19s level, haven't you? Are you hoping to maybe play under 21s or anything? Has there been any talk of that at all?
Obviously that's what I just want to compete in like everything I do. So obviously I want to play with them, but I don't really beat myself too much with this. I'm just, just living, day by day, really.
Fair enough. And are you happy at Bristol City at the moment?
Yes, I am.
We're certainly going to see you next season at Bristol City still?
I don't know. We still have 4 games to go. I don't really think about this. I don't know. But yeah, we'll see.
For sure, yes. It's that's the world of football, isn't it? And we'll see what happens. But obviously you have Wickham up next. What kind of challenge will they present?
Oh, we know that it's going to be a tough one because they're fighting to stay in the Championship. So they will give everything, and that's what we have to do as well. So we know that it's going to be a tough one, but we're happy to go and try to get the win.
Good luck for Wednesday.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.